A watchdog group is out this morning with a list of recommendations for Boston Public Schools to improve its teacher corps and to become more competitive with charter schools. The list includes a longer school day and changing the way teachers are evaluated. With more on the report, we're joined now by Sam Tyler, president of the Boston Municipal Research Bureau, which wrote the report. Sam, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition. So start by telling us the key findings of the report.
Well, this is a report that's focusing on the negotiations going on between the Boston Teachers Union and the City of Boston. And we're calling for a major reform contract dealing with teacher compensation, a different way of paying based on performance, reinforcing the school, each school's ability to hire teachers early, so to increase quality teachers, to be competitive with the charter schools. With mutual consent, the school department allows each school to choose teachers, and the procedures to doing that, we're saying that should be reinforced in this contract. Teacher evaluations need to be improved. We've had 3 years experience, but that's going to be critical in terms of ensuring quality teachers as well as identifying teachers who really should be dismissed. And then extended time, more time in the classroom, more instructional time, extremely important.
Let me talk about teacher evaluations, if I might, for a moment. The report says 97% of teachers land in the top two categories in the current evaluation system. Why do you call that ineffective, and what do you think should be done to make it more useful?
Well, our concern in terms of 97% being rated proficient or exemplary is that there are two other ratings that are part of this teacher evaluation system, and so it's really not taking advantage of the delineation or the degree of performance. And so that makes it more difficult if part of the process is trying to support quality teachers but also identify teachers who should be dismissed. And so there needs to be refinement, more training of the evaluators so that all four levels are utilized, and that will, I think, can help the process in terms of ensuring more quality teachers in the classroom.
We should note that the report comes out a day ahead of contract talks between the teachers union and the school department. What kind of response have you received from either side, and will they consider the ideas?
Well, I think these are ideas that have been on the table. Some of these ideas were on the table 6 years ago when they last negotiated the contract. Our hope was that, you know, this report and the public exposure will put more pressure on both sides of the table to come back with a real reform contract. I mean, our concern is that if this is not a reform contract to give parents confidence that Boston can be competitive with the charter schools, that this will have an impact in November 8th when the ballot question for expanding charter schools will be voted on. So I think the school department's at the crossroads, and frankly, the future of the Boston Public Schools will be determined by how much of a reform contract comes out of negotiations.
I have to ask, regardless of what happens with the November ballot question on expanding charter schools across Massachusetts, is part of your belief here in coming out with these recommendations that at some point charter schools will be expanding in the Commonwealth and in the city of Boston, and so get in front of it?
Well, I think it's the feeling that whether the ballot question is approved or not, I mean, there will be more expansion of charter schools. Even as the budget goes up, then the opportunity for more charter schools goes up. So, you know, if Boston is going to be a viable school system, it needs to keep the students it has and bring more students in. But it needs to give confidence to the parents that it will provide a solid education, and student achievement will be increased as a result of, our hope is, you know, the provisions that we're recommending for the new contract.
And has the Boston Municipal Research Bureau taken a position on the November ballot question to expand charter schools?
We have not. We've been generally supportive of charter schools, mainly as another option, a quality option for parents, but also to put pressure on the Boston public school system to improve. But I think there's also the concern, if this question is approved, that basically it'll be more of a financial burden on the school department and city. So this needs to put more pressure on the school department to address issues such as excess capacity and transportation costs so they can be even more efficient.
Sam Tyler, president of the Boston Municipal Research Bureau, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you, Bob.